Yo, 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 welcome back to another episode of the X's and O's podcast. In the building, we've got myself, Mr. Selenke. We've got the voice of reason.
What's going on, people?
We've got the bronze bomber.
Huh?
We've got the boy wonder that is Paris.
Silent nod.
What's that contract saying, man?
What's that contract saying, man? You're really going to put me in the spot, right?
Yeah, I'm putting you on blast, B. Wow. And into the mic, please, sir.
It hasn't been announced yet. They
didn't
put me on Facebook.
They haven't put you on Facebook yet?
Wow.
Yeah. Paris is a diva, man.
So they don't put you on Facebook.
I said, if I'm not on social media, I ain't going nowhere, man.
He wants that Remy publicity.
Wait, did you get that?
Yeah, Remy got it. Simeon got one today as well, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I need that.
Yeah, Inns Dukes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, yeah, no, I did just see that
today. Yeah. You saying Tinker?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Mr. More Reliable than Paris.
Mm. Huh?
I can't lie, man. It's changed, man.
I'm actually sick of that.
It's changed, man.
It's changed the narrative. The fans might think I'm actually whack.
I think they already do, man.
I'm clearly the best player in the group.
Oh my gosh.
Let's not start that.
Am I captain?
Yes.
Serious cap.
You know what I actually hate?
I'll go on.
Paris stole my hat in Budapest.
And your bag. I saw that's your bag, isn't it?
That's not my bag.
Is he wearing the hat right now?
And he wears it to every pod recording and just looks at me and just smiles.
That's it.
Anyway, sorry. What's the topic?
Oh, topic of discussion today.
Juicy, man.
Yeah, it's rather juicy, to be fair. I see some people on the timeline talking about it. Mm. But it's been happening in Germany for a while. Remy even played one of these games recently. So I wanted to get him on, but... My boy got injured, man.
He'll be back.
Does Britball need a... What do you even call one of these games?
So it's like a ooh, I don't
promotion
know how...
Promotion game.
A what game?
Semi-promotion game, I guess. Yeah.
I call it
a prove your worth game, personally. But,
Because essentially what we're saying is, should we have the team who have been relegated from one league face a team who have been promoted from said league to decide who really deserves to be in the league.
So it gives the potentially relegated team another chance of staying at the above league.
Yeah, and I think Steve Price, right, the guy who mentioned this on the Facebook thread. So there's been a lot of comments
shout
about
to him,
it.
Because he's like they got like 100 comments on.
Yeah, that just goes to show though what people are thinking, and I think there was a lot of people on there saying they had tried it previously, they tried different versions, and for some particular reason didn't necessarily happen. Personally, I think it's a sick idea.
Especially for Prem South. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Prem North, but for Prem South, yeah, just makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Why does it make sense in Prem South?
Because I just think the gap is wider.
Even though Exiles got promoted and stayed in the Prem?
Yeah, but...
And season before that, London Olympians got promoted and finished third.
I'm going to say this, but I think the Solent...
Solent Thrashers
are really good at the time, and I think they might possibly be a better team in Div 1 than the Exiles were in the Prem.
So doesn't that not go against your point then?
No, well, off the top of my head, I can't remember who finished bottom two. But
this year?
Yeah, this year.
Exiles and Farnham.
Yeah.
Right, so I feel like those two should have to fight for their position, for sure.
So who would you say should play who? Because obviously, no, it'd be Farnham because they were.
Just the bottom.
Just one promotion.
Yeah, just one promotion. So technically, it would be Farnham versus Solent.
Farnham would get wiped.
In which case, I believe
they can Solent will get.
But there's that.
If they don't, they've
come off a bad season. I think that system idea is immoral. I think it's not right. It's not right because think about it. This way, you go. 10-0, you got a 10-0 season.
Yeah. I hear that.
You're smashing it.
Yeah, I hear that.
You've done the work.
I hear that.
You've done whatever you need to do to secure promotion. Mm. Yeah,
I hear that.
And then, God forbid, your main player gets injured walking down the street. Five players.
Bro,
five of your star players get injured.
It works like that.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, yeah. I fell on the train and I cut myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a big time player. So
I'll be
at the promotion game.
No gym.
Yeah, you got five or six. You got five or six other players that yeah. mysteriously happens mm-hmm, to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the pods, Paris said, "Oh, if your ankle goes,
that's it.
Yeah. Your ankle goes, it's gone. Yeah, you understand? Yeah, ain't right. no gym for that.
Yeah. yeah.
But if it happens, yeah. So what do? You got a promotion game coming up. You haven't got enough of your stars to field and you lose the game.
If you haven't got enough stars, then I'm not being funny. You're not ready to be in the Premiership.
If you're relying on stars,
you're not, bruv.
Listen, it's circumstantial. If there's circumstance, you can't give a team that's gone one and nine another chance.
Yo, okay, hear me out, yeah? Can you name me the five best players at Warriors and London Blitz?
Listen, I ain't gonna hot take today.
I can give you their numbers.
You can give me their numbers, but if they come off, I can guarantee you there's someone that's 75% as good as that guy.
Do you know what the issue with
four running backs are all clones?
Hold on.
Thank you very much. Good point. If two of those running backs go down, they've still got a plethora of running backs that can come in and mash as much work as they can. So if you're telling me there's teams that rely on one or two stars, I'm not being funny. You cannot be ready for the Premiership.
The issue with what we've just discussed, right? So Paris, you said what you said, and Bronsbomber said what Bronsbomber said, and Solanke just fell off the back of that. So what V said, I kind of agree with it in one way, and also what Solanke just said. But what we've just proven right there, you just named two teams who are basically the top two. Yeah,
in South. We're talking about South.
Yeah, top two teams in the country, debatable, because obviously Blitz went in the final, but still.
Oh, yeah.
If you're gonna then name other teams, I don't think you could. You can't really say that there are other teams apart from maybe one or two where you can go, yeah, they've got more than five players. Where if they come off, they can put guys on and have a similar effect.
Exactly,
we can't say that.
You can't.
Does that mean they're prem ready?
No. It doesn't.
No, but it doesn't mean that they're
the point
not prem ready.
Doesn't necessarily stand because
I think so. I think so.
Apart from Blitz, Warriors, you can say Titans, Tamworth, etc. You can't necessarily, other teams that we could talk about, we can't sit here with our chest and say, yeah, if you take off these five guys, you'll get five clones like you said about the Warriors. It's not, that's fact. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like the point is slightly debatable.
Would you agree this?
It's biased towards some of the better teams.
Can you just say, check this.
Wow.
This is an example. Sorry. Check this, yeah? The season that Exiles.
Yes.
Yeah, Leicester.
Against Leicester.
Exactly.
This better be a good point.
That's probably Exiles' best season. That was the season they got promoted.
It's mad.
After three tries, that was two
it's
and then
mad
one.
Because I was injured and missed the whole season, but yeah.
Exactly. So, but for you.
Need you.
Man.
But for you being there.
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, now.
Yeah.
Exiles struggled in Prem.
Yeah. Yep.
But that season, if they had all those players plus more, good recruitment.
What, last season in the Prem?
Exactly. With good recruitment and players staying, players move around.
Yeah.
And that changes the whole. It can change the whole. That it can be the difference between 5-5 and 7-3 easily.
So basically, five players leaving. You reckon it would have been a different result? I agree.
But this isn't about what's happening in between the seasons. This is about a relegation game. So it's one game. If you're getting promoted, and you're telling me you have to rely on certain players in order to stay in that division, then in my opinion, you can't be ready.
Yeah, you can't be.
Yeah, but you're
because like you just said it yourself. Players move around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's say those five players get promoted. Like, nah, man. Where exactly that?
That makes no sense.
Yeah,
but you're
exactly
completely
that.
Undervaluing.
I'm not undervaluing the whole team. But you said it yourself. You said five players. Yeah. Let's say those five players. They're the top players. We see at loads of teams. The top players always say.
Question to prove your point.
What?
Can I ask you a question to prove your point? All right. Do you have the same QB at Blitz that you did four seasons ago?
Tell him again.
It's proving his point.
My point?
No, his point.
At Blitz, I wasn't there 4 years ago.
All right. Well, no, you don't.
Oh, there you go. No, we don't.
You keep getting talent.
That's it. You'll keep getting talent. There you go.
We say it all the time.
No.
We say all the time. Quality rises to the top.
Listen,
that's fair.
If you're a quality player, eventually you're going to be like, this isn't for me. I'm going to go to a better team. So those 75 players that you said were top players will think, actually, hold on, I'm better than this. Let me go to a better team. That team loses their five players. Are they ready for the Prem?
If you recruit well,
no, they're not.
If you recruit well off the back of that, of good success, you have a chance in the Prem. Why not?
Go on, Danny.
Yeah,
so you've mentioned the five players that go down there is clones, and you said that about the Blitz, Warriors, Tamworth, Manchester. Those are four teams with very sustainable youth and junior programs.
Yeah,
correct.
Very true.
Yeah, correct.
When was the last time a team won a Britball adult national final, I mean Prem,
without
a junior or youth programme?
Solid question.
Warriors?
No, they do.
Leicester Falcons don't have a junior programme?
Yeah, I'm talking with Prem. No offence to
D1
and Div 2, but I'm talking Prem national finals.
I agree.
That's
Warriors,
a fair point.
Blitz, Tamworth, yeah. Coventry Jets before that.
They had, yeah.
London Olympians before that.
That's a good point.
Name one.
That's a good point.
In the last name one in the last 20 years that hasn't had
that's for one of the listeners to let us know. I personally couldn't think of one that I haven't.
But off the back of what we know, it's all the things that we've mentioned. Yeah, that is right.
So what I want to know is, should a youth / junior program or both be a requirement?
Someone said this in the post. I've always said it, for a team to be known as seen as an elite program, or for them, in my opinion, I think Baffa's going to get to a stage where the standards change, and I think one of the standards need to be a home field that you can call your own, mm-hmm. and having youth and junior programs, because there's nothing more painful in my opinion. Yeah, you can in a second, but in my opinion, there's nothing more painful than for a senior team that's on its way to becoming great that hasn't got a youth and junior program, because in 2-3 years time,
It's not gonna last.
Yeah. It cannot last unless you keep recruiting all stars. Mm-hmm. Eventually, those all stars they're gonna get tired, they're gonna get old, they're gonna retire. Mm.
Or to touch on that bit about the home field, how many times have you seen it on, you know, whatever Facebook page it is that you've heard of? You know, the other teams turned up or the night before,
yeah,
the game's been forfeited because the field wasn't marked, or they were marking the field right before the game, or it wasn't
and it's
marked
disappeared
some,
yeah.
some Thing, nonsense things, like
yeah,
that
yeah.
And it's like, this is, you know, that, and that's why people don't take Britball seriously, because you turn up to a game,
there needs to be a standard.
There's athletes, there's, come on, you can't tell me this, there's athletes everywhere. You go to the gyms, you go to the track.
I want to hear this.
You can say that's nice, but that's the fact of it. That's there's a lot of the junior programs, the people that come up from juniors, and they're whack.
You're right, but they know football and understand football.
Hold on, I want to hear this.
See, football IQ can be taught. If you want to invest yourself into football,
hold on, it's not
about sustainability. What it is, you want results. First and foremost, you want to win, because winning will make your club attractive.
Let me finish. You see, what
makes successful clubs is winning. If you don't win, you're not attractive.
Hear that? Yeah.
Fact.
Hear that.
Disagree.
Can you prove or disprove? Yeah. So you have to win. The first thing is to win. So you get winners. Junior programs are good. Don't get me wrong. I don't disagree with that. But the first thing is to get enough athletes for you to be aggressive. This is an aggressive sport.
I disagree. You want to be continue.
Get enough athletes, and then what it boils down to is the level of coaching. If the level of coaching is good, players will come.
Okay.
Because if they're invested enough in the sport, they'll get better.
Yeah,
it's inevitable. Okay, go on. On top of that, we know there's a lot of athletes that have played the sport in their first year, and after 2 years, they're in the GFL. Yes or no?
Yeah, that's true.
Or a top team. So you're supporting my point.
And you know who I'm talking about, P. You know who I'm talking about, P.
Go. Let P go.
P came on the podcast and was like, there's athletes in the streets. And I remember I said that.
I
disagreed. I said, no, you can't just teach. You can't just all of a sudden become an American football player. You have to have good IQ. But no, I actually agree with P. You can have players out there who have no football IQ, come in the field and do some wonderful things.
Yeah.
Coach P knows that.
Yeah,
that's you know that, P. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know
let
that.
Him go, let him
the
go, let
NFL
him go.
Academy told us that.
Let him sorry, go, let him go, right, let him right, go.
Let someone else speak, man.
Yeah.
You know what the problem with what you're saying is?
Yeah.
Is at the end of the day, last at least 4 Brit Balls, all of those teams had sustainable junior.
Yeah, they did.
All of them had coaching staff. Elite coaching staff. Not just any coaching staff.
Dedicated as well.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Also, those teams have also sent players to the GFL and have not been touched.
Yeah.
Have still gone to the playoffs.
Haven't been tainted.
You wilding.
Hold on. When you say that.
You're wilding.
When you say that, are you referring to particular teams, obviously? Yes.
And you know what? On top of that, right? Yeah. You have to understand. Let me give you a hypothetical, Say if it wasn't Solent that was getting promoted, who have the Seahawks Academy, from what I remember, or associated
with the Seahawks Academy. Yeah.
But you had the London Hornets, who are a consistently good Div 1 team, right?
Yeah.
Who get promoted, but they have no consistent coaching staff.
Yeah.
Except for Coach P. That I know this personally.
Yeah.
But they were beast in Div 1, but now these guys go to Prem,
and they're at the bottom of the
barrel. They got no junior team.
Yeah.
The guys play two seasons maybe in the Prem, stay afloat, mm-hmm. and then get demoted. Do you see why sustainability is important, and also coaching staff is important? And you see how the resources, like the pool of coaches
is
extremely small,
mm-hmm.
who are elite, who can attract those players. The pool of good players is actually smaller than you actually realize.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And how, you know, the Prem or Britball in general has kind of killed itself by not controlling the amount of franchises that actually exist.
Yeah, I think there's too many in a small area.
There's too many franchises, and the player pool is already small.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. You've got a lot of Sunday League players that end up by accident in Div 1 and in Prem.
And this is why, sorry to cut you off here, this is why Prem North was so competitive, because it's spread out. Mm-hmm. Apart from certain teams where there's a couple in the Birmingham area, but this is why Prem North is what it is, and why South is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's another reason
why I respect, me personally, Manchester Titans so much, because they got promoted. Similar story to Connexiles, they got promoted, and a lot of people were like, "Are they going to get smacked up?"
Yeah.
Who's Leicester? I've got all their American recruits.
Not me personally, but
they've got all their recruits. They're gonna walk all over Manchester. Manchester
handled people, man.
Bruv, they handled people, and it wasn't people that you would have seen that they had in D1.
Mm.
They were like, we've got some of these 18, 19 year olds that are ready to play ball now.
Yeah.
They've gone to university, they've come back, they're adults now. Let's get them into our senior squad.
Yep.
And now they are balling.
Mm-hmm.
Similar story to Ken Exiles. Ken Exiles got promoted. A lot of people were like, they're not lasting here.
Yeah.
The same team that I saw that got promoted was very different
to the team that pulled out in the Prem.
Right. And a lot of them were from their youth and junior programs.
Right, and that's what I was about to say. True. Ken Exiles were led by their QB, who started at age, he was 13. He was 13. He wasn't even playing games. He was just there throwing a ball around, learning the game.
Exactly.
He was building Bristol. His IQ.
Bristol's probably one of the best. Yeah,
bruv, I said it before, the best. And I will say it again. That organization shocked me, bruv.
Mm. Bruv.
One, because I didn't know too much about them. Obviously, I just didn't.
They finished third.
They're not competing in their area for players as much as we are.
No, I get that. I get that. I hear what you're saying.
Yes and no, because I'm not being funny. Bristol's not too far from London. It's an hour and a half on the train. People are traveling from Midlands to play for the Warriors and London Blitz.
Look at the teams.
And ask yourself why? Why is
exactly that's what I was going to say.
Because they have a good junior program.
Because they're sustainable. They're always at the top.
Sustainability comes from success.
Not necessarily. Like I disagree, man.
Winning.
So where are the London Ravens? Where are the London Ravens right now, then? Where are the London Ravens right now? Where are the London Olympians right now?
Let's bring it back.
Pigo.
All right, let me just say two things, yeah? I'm going to address the London Olympians and mm-hmm. address the Kent Exiles. First of all,
mm-hmm.
Kent Exiles, yeah, due to the fact they had a junior and youth program and they had a solid infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
it was just inevitable they were going to end up in a Prem.
Yeah.
100%.
Inevitable.
100%, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And well-deserved as well.
Never going to be a destination for the best players in
mm-hmm.
London.
They will remain attractive.
They're going to remain solid. They're going to be top tier Div 1, bottom tier Prem.
From mm-hmm. the time James Cook.
Just form infrastructure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now the London O's have a piece of the formula that the Kent Exiles don't have. And the London O's have the coaching staff. So what they're able to do is to draw in people that have played overseas.
It's ridiculous. They do that every year.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. I played for them last year.
The people that have gone through O's,
I had no idea. I was like, we don't have no QB, we don't have nothing. And then January around, and all of a sudden we got this guy from France, we got mm-hmm. this guy from blah blah blah.
Amsterdam, yeah.
Because mm. of the coaching staff and their particular
their pool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to marry the two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And for you to get promoted from Div 1 to Prem,
mm-hmm.
to be successful like the Warriors or to be successful like the Blitz, you need both.
You need both. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
You need the infrastructure.
You need coaching staff.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree.
And mm-hmm. you can't, it's very difficult to retain the coaching staff that you had in Div 1 or Div 2
mm-hmm.
in Prem.
And still think that they'll be of a high enough caliber to.
You can't.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I'll tell you for
there's
free.
There's a lot of problems.
A lot of us in the stream have played D2, played D1, exactly. Played Prem now. Yeah. Exactly. You know the level of coaching exactly. And how in-depth some of those classroom sessions mm-hmm. can get now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. the stuff that you're doing, and no offense to no D1 team or D1 player, the stuff that you're doing in D1 won't always be the same things that you're doing in Prem.
For real.
You're going to have to switch it up. You're going to have to scout. You're going to have to know your assignments. You're going to have to get your head in the playbook.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And if you're a D1 team and you're not ready to do that, in my opinion, you can't make that jump to the Prem. Because what's the point of beating teams 80-90 nil a game when you could have competitive games? What's the point? There's no point.
And I don't want to go back to your point about taking 5 athletes off the street instead of 5 junior players. I'd rather, and teaching, like you were talking about 5 athletes and teaching them football IQ. I'd rather take 5 19-year-olds that have just come up through 5 years of or 6 years yeah. of youth and junior who have the IQ but not physically there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take them up and I'd have them the second string develop them. It would take like 1 year, 2 years.
And they'll be a lot more passionate than those guys, in my opinion. But yeah, again,
Oh, okay, yeah.
If you're trying to...
I'm not saying that won't work, but I'm saying... For you to make the assumption that it directly correlates to success,
yes.
I disagree.
Yes, it does.
I disagree with that.
He just gave you a question.
Hold on. When was the last team that won a national championship
without having that infrastructure?
Yeah.
I have to go and fact find that. I'm not going to make an assumption
for the fact that you have to think, hold on, the last ones that I know didn't, I have to go a little bit deeper. Answers your question, in my opinion.
Actually, you know what? I want to, because I said the last 20 years, but I think 20 years ago it was the London Olympians that won it, and they had a youth and junior team
at the time.
I want to go 30 years.
That's not even
go back 30 years.
That's not a fair.
It's a different time, really.
Because that's a whole different era. They had
I get why you do. Yeah. All right, hold on. Let's bring it back to the whole the question in debate. Okay. Let's say
I can't remember what the topic is.
Yeah, let's say a team goes what. 0-10, let's say, for example.
In the Prem. Yeah. Right.
So obviously they're getting relegated. And let's say the new rule is implied now. So a team in D1 has gone 10-0, and they play each other. And the team who, the team in the Prem who went 0-10 annihilate the team who went 10-0.
Proves our point.
So now what if it's the other way around, though?
Then that team's obviously ready to make the step up. If they annihilate them.
That's torture.
Why is that torture?
It's wrong.
I think it's a brilliant gauge.
Right.
If the promoted team annihilates the relegated team, to me, that proves they're ready. They might get beaten up by everyone else in the prem, but it means that they deserve to be in that position.
The whole point of this is to decide between these two teams. One team on the edge, on the brink of promotion, and the other one on the brink of relegation. So surely, like Pete said, it makes sense. If you put these two teams against each other, Whoever comes out on top
deserves that spot.
And it may be the case, I'll let you come in. It may be a case where the team who are in the Prem have these 5 or 6 players that we're talking about, or the team who are in Div 1 who are about to come up have the 1 or 2 guys. But at the end of the day, if the team who comes out on top between the team who are about to get relegated and the team who are about to be promoted, if that team, whichever team comes out on top, there's evidence there.
That's
I don't know what else.
It's a bowl game for them. It's a final for them.
But what you have to factor in, that team has done everything they can and busted their asses for 10 games.
Yes. But against who?
You could say it's against lower teams. And
thank you very much.
Lower caliber of teams. But
and I'm not taking anything away from their hard work, because you still have to work hard to go 10-0. But if you're beating teams that aren't of a certain standard or quality
or caliber,
throughout the whole season, and you can't beat the team that finished 6th, what is the point?
But what you have to factor in is the fact that it takes a couple of months for a team to become good. You can potentially win the Brit Bowl in a couple of months. Good recruitment, fundamentally.
Yeah.
Not just recruitment in terms of players, in terms of coaches.
Yeah.
Because when you win and when you get promoted, it attracts players and coaches and staff.
But only for a certain amount of time. That's my point.
Only
attracts you players for a certain amount of time. You're talking about 5 or 6 years,
yeah?
When was the last time London Blitz won a national championship? Maybe 4 or 5. And they're still attracting teams of the highest caliber. They're not winning, but they're still attracting, still attracting players of the highest caliber. Because they know they're going to get the coaching. They know there's a foundation.
There's a history.
There's a history. So I don't think this whole, you have to win to attract players. I don't think it runs.
The thing one is kind of meaningless to guys who want to play in the Prem.
Doesn't mean anything.
Because at the end of the day.
Let's wait till Solon come then. boy.
Yeah, I think they're.
Because a couple of teams, I think they'll do well. Yeah. Are going
to
take
yeah.
a couple.
Yeah, they looked really good. Yeah. Yeah. They looked really good. But if you were to tell me Solen and Farnham were to play tomorrow, and if Farnham were to beat them, I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, were to beat them, go on. Let's just say.
To be fair,
we're just saying.
That's it. If Farnham were to beat them, I don't care how well Solen played in the final. Farnham have to stay, man.
That's it.
Because if Warriors are beating Farnham 80-0, what the hell are the Warriors going to do to Solen?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Okay. You put, for example, Solanke, yeah? You put the London Blitz in the machine.
Yeah.
And you put the London Olympians in the machine.
Yeah.
Based on junior sustainability.
Yeah.
On coaching levels. Yeah. Who wins?
What do you mean? So wait, I put the London...
Wins? Who wins?
So sorry, question again,
You put the London Olympians in the machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you put the London Blitz in the machine.
Oh, so in the game, in a match.
Junior level.
That's not really a question.
So are you saying if I was a player, who do I pick?
So you're asking
me who wins in the game? Look at last season.
There you go.
My guy.
But you know in your heart of hearts.
Wait.
You know in your heart of hearts. You know in your heart of hearts.
I don't, me personally right now, yeah, I don't care about feelings. And I've said this to you guys in the group chat before. Oh, when you're 50, when you're 50 and you're going back to the records and they're telling your son, it's a W. It's not, we lost by 2 points or, we got injured enough. It's a W.
I don't know why
you're asking the problem. Now I want to ask P a question.
Go on.
Yeah? Bristol beat the London Olympians last season.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Was it not twice?
Yeah. Was that not a shock to you?
Was it once or twice?
Twice.
Yo, you lot are rattled because you're Olympians players. I'll tell you the truth from now. I wasn't surprised.
Nobody expected that. Oh wow.
I wasn't surprised.
Oh wow.
And I'm gonna tell you a lot. And I saw nothing. A lot of people around the league was not surprised also.
That's fine. So let me
laugh. That's it. Bristol are very good. Yeah. You can't take that away from
them. Bristol are a good team.
I'm not surprised.
They're a good team.
Bristol are very, very good. They're a good team. For what they are, their age and everything, they're very, very good.
I feel like we're far from the topic.
Yeah, a little bit. Man, when we get heated, man.
I'm coming back because what I'm saying is.
Let's talk about that last game.
What I'm saying.
Hold on.
Farnham.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the Kent Exiles.
Yeah.
So now you see where I'm coming with this.
I don't see where you're coming
with this. Football is circumstantial. No, it's not. It's based on circumstantial momentum. It's about how the players feel.
No.
The psychology of a player.
So what's your point? So because Farnham beat Kent Exiles, what's your point?
No.
The psychology of a player.
Wait, let
all players or momentum of a player can determine the results. Fact, you're not dealing with robots.
I disagree.
I disagree.
So what hold I'm on, saying hold is, on, hold on, why hold would on. You allow? No, do you think? Why would you allow?
I'm agreeing with you. What V is saying, nobody can deny that does happen. But it's just it's not the only factor. What you're saying is correct.
Yeah.
I've been in games where people have thought the game has been done before you even stepped on the pitch, and then you take the L.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of psycho and mental that goes on, but it's just not the only factor. So I agree with you. But what I'm saying is there are many other factors included in whether a team is going to go on and win. Tinker, go on.
So Farnham beat Kent, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Farnham had a very good junior program. They went to the finals in 2014.
Yeah, they did.
They had a very good junior program. And those players are now playing in the adult team.
Mm.
So that's still what we're... That's still like...
Is that your point in saying?
Assume,
my point
we
is
assume,
they
assume,
have
a
junior
sure,
team.
I don't care about any of that. Let's address this O's Blitz game.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. We've run out of time. We've run out of time. I'm actually being serious. We've actually run out of time. So. Matt drops.
See, now that's an example of one of them debates where like everybody, we just want to get in on the action. You can see the passion in it.
Yeah.
You can see like the fire. Like,
yeah,
the mic levels might be a bit skyrocketing.
So
yeah,
it
might
be.
Yeah, wrap up. Yeah, just wrap up. I'm heating.
I'm wrapping up. Bun this. You can't allow. Wrap it up. No, I'm wrapping up. I'm going to wrap up.
You don't get monologue.
Because it's my turn to
wrap up. You don't get monologue.
Because I won this debate.
No, four games. No monologues.
Let me wrap up. He's wrong either way, but let him wrap up.
You know, you got to give a team that's gone 10-0 a chance to prove themselves in the Prem. Regardless, it shouldn't boil down to two games. Because technically,
I don't want to get back into this.
They busted their asses for 10 games. They ain't got any more steam.
So essentially, if
they play, they ain't got any more steam.
Essentially, to wrap up, Bronze Bomber is saying that a team who have gone 10-0 in Div 1 who are about to get promoted shouldn't just have to depend on a relegation game against the guys in the Prem who are going to be relegated to decide whether they should stay up or not. He thinks a winning team in Div 1 should get their season in the Prem because they deserve it because they've worked hard. On that note, thank you for listening. Yeah, make sure you tune into all the other 44 episodes. It is
come
now.
On, G.
Tune into all the socials at X's and O's Team on Facebook, Instagram, on YouTube with Mandam or Madam. Stay locked in. Based on that episode, we've got a lot more coming for you. So, yeah, stay tuned, man.
Peace.